You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. What you guys, if you guys got some thoughts on any games this weekend, or you've got some thoughts on anything that we've been talking about, negativity, or you need more, you want less, whatever it is, you're more than welcome. This is your show.
That email kind of took the direction of the show in another place, but we haven't even mentioned our favorite ball club won a game yesterday.
The Astros.
Two to one.
They hit the ball all over the yard.
Well,
yeah. But still scored when they needed to. Kyle Tucker broke out of his slump with a home run. And you also had Fromber with a strong performance.
And the Mariners lost last night, so now you have a three-game lead as far
as second
place is concerned.
You know, you're making the playoffs.
Yeah, well, everyone makes the playoffs now. It's like the NBA. And Rob Manfred,
but baseball, Rob Manfred said he wants to keep this format.
That. Yeah, which is going to piss people off. Baseball purist.
I mean, honestly, just because you finished second in a bad division, why in the world should you get a playoff spot? This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Why would you expand the playoffs where somebody who's second in a division automatically gets a
because
spot?
Because it's more money. It's more money.
I mean,
well, yeah. Why did the NFL expand the playoffs? Why are there 16 teams in the NBA playoffs? I mean, playoffs mean money and more teams. Listen, if you're coming down the stretch and you're in the hunt, you're going to have more people at the ballpark because you're in the hunt.
That's true. Last year, the full year that we had, the Rays made the playoffs with 96 wins. They finished in second. So did the A's with 97. The Cleveland Indians, who would have been the other second-place team, had 93. So, at least last year, there wouldn't have been a bad team under that scenario. Nationals, who won it all, were one of the wild cards at 93. Milwaukee was the other wild card at 89. And Arizona, a little bit worse, 85. So, they weren't I'll have to go back and see if second-place teams are always that good. But at least last year, if Rob Manfred is going to say, hey, second-place teams aren't that bad, last year wasn't the case. In 18, the Twins, second place in the AL Central, 78 wins. That would piss people off if a 78-win team made the playoffs.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen with an expanded format.
Let's face it. Right now, the second place team is not as good as the seventh and eighth team that are making the playoffs.
You're talking about the Astros
have a worse record than they're the sixth seed. They have a worse record than the seventh and eighth seeds.
Well, they'll have to do it. I mean, they need to seed it by record. Like, not by, oh, you finish second, you get seeded better than playoff, wild card teams.
That's what's happening.
But you can't. They got to fix that. Because if you suck, you got to get seeded as such. You shouldn't get a seeding benefit because you're second in a terrible division.
Well, that's always happened in the NFL, too. You could have a worse record as a division champion, have a home game. We saw this to Seattle with New Orleans.
Right, but I'm not talking about division champs. I'm talking about second place. No one guarantees the second place. And in any other sport, you don't just guarantee second place gets in, or at least in a comparable sport.
Well, second place is better than those two teams that are the seventh and eighth seeds are third place teams.
But
so
football,
they're saying second place is better than third.
No, but in football, I mean, in football, you're a wild card with a second.
But there is no third place team involved. So,
that's what I'm saying. You can't just say second place teams automatically get seeded higher. Rob Manfred would be stupid to do that.
Well, that's how it is.
But by next year, he can. This year, they're just like, let's see how this works.
Right.
Right.
Well,
it's a different kind of year.
Yeah. Well,
more revenue for players. A chance to give more players, put more money in their pocket.
Right. Right.
And they have a $1.1 billion TV deal, so they had to play. And so that's why they bumped it up.
Well, if you want to know the truth, though, it's actually not going to be all that bad. It's actually, when you look at the matchups, I was looking at them this morning, it's going to be the best record in the league still, is the White Sox. And so the White Sox are going to get the Indians. So because they're the eighth seed. The Rays have the second best record. They get the Yankees. The third best record is the Athletics. They get the Astros, which is the worst third place. And then it's going to be Twins and Yankees playing each other. It's not. They're all pretty damn good. Those are pretty damn good series. So it's going to be Indians, Rays, Blue Jays, White Sox. It's Blue Jays, White Sox. Excuse me. Blue Jays, White Sox, Indians, Rays. It's going to be Yankees and Twins and Astros and Athletics. It's but not bad.
I've always had, but this is my thing. I've never liked the participation trophy idea, ideology around playoffs. And that's what this is in baseball. You really shouldn't reward a bat. Like the Astros are not a playoff team right this year. With the new format they are, but they would not be if it wasn't for the new format. If you run a new format, then don't give a benefit to teams who aren't good. If they're getting in just because you're trying to make more money, seed them at the back end. Seed them according to their record.
If you were going by last year's, it would be Yankees and Twins playing off to play the Rays. And it would be to play the White Sox. And then it would be Rays and Athletics in the other one.
Wouldn't you rather just say top three division winners and the best five after that? Forget second place. Let's just give us the best five. Wouldn't that make more sense?
Well, that's what it is. It has been. Top five.
Well, but not now.
No,
second
it's not
place.
Now. Right.
It just makes more sense to just say top five.
Well, that's what they had always done is top five. But they're changing it. They want eight. So this is how they came up with eight.
No, but I know. But you can still do, with eight, you can do your division winners and then go top five after that, regardless of division. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
Get your five best teams.
Yeah.
Don't give somebody you get a second place participation ribbon.
Right.
But we're not a good team.
Well, the Astros would still be in.
Yeah, they would in this scenario. I'm just saying, if this is what the future is going to be.
But they would be playing the White Sox. They would be playing, if in your scenario, they would be the eighth seed playing number one seed, the White Sox.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it should be.
Right.
The best versus the worst.
Truth be told,
in every
there's
other-
only a two-game difference. But the White Sox are only two games better than the Athletics. And they're only percentage points better than, they're actually a half a game better than Tampa.
If they do this by extending the 162-game playoff, season to an 8-team playoff per league, would you balance the schedule as opposed to playing the 19 or whatever it is versus the – would you make it a more even schedule since you're doing this particular scenario?
Right. And is interleague play still –
Because the NBA has the benefit now. You play more Eastern Conference teams when you're in the East, but the schedule isn't like where you play – you don't play the Heat. Don't play the Hornets 10 times, and then the Bucks once. It's relatively even. Would they do that? Do you think that's what they have to do?
I don't know. Don't you still weight your division if you need first and second place teams? A decided first and second place.
I think it poses the problem that Lance keeps talking about. I think you would make it division winners like even the division winners in basketball don't really matter, but generally those teams are good enough where if they win a division they're making the playoffs anyway. So you have the division winners and then you have the next five best. And then you make the schedule more balanced. So the AL West, if it stinks, the Astros don't benefit over, let's say, another team in a different division who's playing
in the AL East.
Yeah, playing 19 times versus the Yankees as opposed to the Astros getting to play the Mariners 19 times if you're taking the top eight.
Yeah. Over in the National League, it's like the Marlins are in right now with two games over 500, 25 and 23. But the Reds are in at 25 and 26 as a second place team.
Can you imagine in football? Because we see this scenario all the time. Like, golly, these teams all suck. Somebody wins a division.
Yeah.
8-8 or whatever. Can you imagine if you are 7-9? Could you imagine if you had to take two teams out of an NFL division that was terrible?
Yeah.
People would flip out. But in baseball, it's like, well, it's the first year we've seen this.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it. That's why I think we've got precedence. The NFL doesn't take a terrible team and a second team in a division. If you suck, yeah, you got to take the division winner. And in this case, the A's don't suck, obviously. But you never take a bad second team. You have to qualify as a free. You have to qualify with a certain record. It should be the same way in baseball. So hopefully they'll change that next year. Now, as you mentioned, the Astros are still in. in that scenario.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, moving forward, I think that's the way it's going to be if Rob Manfred is going to continue to have the expanded playoffs. And I guess that does make sense from a keep your fan base engaged. You know, I've always liked the idea of having a first half winner and a second half winner to where teams don't just give in and give up and sell off all their players. That if you get hot in the second half of a season, your fan base can still get excited. And, you know, it's trickier doing it that way. But remember in the 81 playoffs where they had to do something like that because of the strike? I wouldn't mind seeing a two-year, you know, two different seasons basically where you have a champ in one half of the season and the second half of the season, you have a chance to be the division champ and earn, even if you were terrible the first half of the year, the second half is like a brand new start. And
that's what they do in the minors. But they just
gives you a chance to be more engaged.
Yeah.
Maybe bring up young players instead of just selling off your veterans. Like, hey, we just got hot. We got an injured player back. Because, you know, if you have an injured player, if you have two injured pitchers, it could ruin your whole season. In 2 months, you're done. But what if they came back and you're like, boy, you're a nightmare the second half of the season? It'd be pretty cool if that team still had a chance to make the playoffs.
Well, we saw Washington last year, though. They were one of the worst teams in baseball in the first half of the season, and then they won the World Series. So you can still do it because there's 1,000 games. It's 162 games. So you have plenty of time still to make it up. Don't forget, we're going back to 162 games, guys. That'll be awesome.
For who?
For who? For what? For you.
It's going to seem like
a lot. So that you can sit, right, and you can sit and watch your Astros 162 games, though, next year.
I think you're overestimating.
You've become more of a baseball guy this year.
Have I?
As punishment for your misdeeds in life.
What misdeeds?
For your horribleness.
Okay. What if Jesus made him watch 162 baseball games?
162 games. Miami Marlins.
For penance?
Yes.
Well, the Miami Marlins are a nice, fun team. They got great pitching.
What
I might
if your
enjoy
priest
that.
Said to you, I want you to do 10 Hail
I'm
Marys
Catholic.
For our fathers and watch 162 Philadelphia Philly games?
I would say, where's that heat ray? Can you hit me with that once a day, and I'll take that over watching 162 Phillies games?
The heat ray.
Yeah, you didn't see that story?
I did see it. Did y'all talk about it yesterday?
Yeah.
I take the heat ray.
You want the heat ray instead of...
Give me one shot a day. If you can prove to me that if you can prove to me there's no long term effects in terms of radiation, hit me with the heat ray once a day instead of watching the Phillies tonight.
So is the heat ray technically safe?
No, they wouldn't even want to use it. The government said we're not going to use it in the Iraq War.
We're not doing
that's
that.
That's how bad it is.
And hey, you guys got any of those heat rays?
Yeah, to disperse these
Trump's
Americans.
Like, bring out the heat ray, Mr. President. We don't even want to use this on our. Worst enemies. We really don't want to use it on our people.
Yeah, but I got a photo shop at that church.
I got to walk across the street.
I mean, a photo shoot at the church.
Won't know if it works unless we use it.
I know what works. It's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Please, if you got anything that you need fixed, if you need to upgrade, if you need to remodel, if you need to build, and listen, taking out entire cabinets, taking out entire countertops, taking out whatever it is and putting in something that's new, that's cool, that's different, that's modern, that or looks older. It's new, but it looks older. It's stone. It's brick. It is a marble. It is granite. I mean, he can make it look just so totally sweet. So I don't know what your job is. I don't know what your business looks like. I don't know what your home looks like. If you need a remodel, if you need a redo on all of this, or you got to start from scratch in the backyard with an outdoor kitchen, that's Jeff Aronoff. Let him come. Let him design it for you and make it look awesome. And listen, your business or your home, you have got to upgrade, people. If you think you're going to sell that thing when it's all shun God, it ain't. You ain't, so you got to do something. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
713-780-3776 is the number. Your tweets are welcome as well, at Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, at Del V2. We are The Bench, ESPN 97.5 or 92.5. And, of course, you can check us out on Twitch and on the app, on the ESPN 97.5 app. No, they're not going to defund Bill O'Brien. Art keeps calling for him to be defunded. Del, you told me something during a break that I had never, a phenomenon that I didn't know about, and I haven't seen it when I've looked at Amazon reviews.
Uh-huh.
I have seen people take pictures of themselves with stuff, usually to say this is what it looks like or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have not heard, I have not heard of this phenomenon.
Thanks to the magic of a Reddit thread I got sucked into, it appears women are using Amazon to take thirst trap photos of particular items they're reviewing. Like, Amazon gives you the option, as Lance talked about, to post a customer review. And, you know, they sell everything at Amazon, from a sofa to a desk to lingerie. And women will go on Amazon.
I just got on one that's kind of...
Buy some lingerie. Like,
I'm gonna check. Well, this is just the model on that. That's not what
I'm talking about.
She's for sale now?
No. You just came in on this segment. No. She is not for sale.
What now?
No women are for sale. No.
Women will buy lingerie, and Amazon gives you the option of uploading an image. Well, like I said, normally that's for a sofa or a couch that you buy, but you can also upload an image of yourself in the lingerie or the bikini. So women are posting thirst trap photos of themselves. Modeling, and then giving us a short review of the merchandise. Like, oh, it's a little tight here, snug here, it's adjustable here. And I was like, huh. Thirst trapping on Amazon.
Hold on a second. I think I'm
if you type
some right now.
Like, you could type in whatever bikini or dress or piece of lingerie that comes to mind, and there's probably a review of it by a woman.
Yeah, there's video reviews in these lace.
Of her wearing the clothing.
Wait a minute.
That's the model. Oh, yeah. Well,
what the
you can
hell?
Buy that if you want.
Well, and does she come with it?
You should not have given us this.
She doesn't come with it?
I don't know. Now you have.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what is going on here.
Yeah. And it's not.
See all customer images. You can just. Holy crap.
I'm telling you.
You can go down to all. Just find any lingerie.
Yeah. Go to customer images.
And go to all customer images.
And there's probably at least 10 or 12 photos of individual women.
About this.
Taking photos of themselves, going, look, this is what it looks like here. This is what it looks like here. I feel good about this.
I mean, look at this pose.
Let me see.
It just says, gorgeous. This woman took a picture of herself posed like that.
So if you find yourself, so when someone asks you, what are you doing today? Just say, I'm just going to peruse Amazon.
This is thirst trap. She goes, purchase this for a boudoir photo shoot. So beautiful, and the quality is amazing for the price. For reference, I'm 5'2", 138 and ordered a small.
And because, you know, with customer reviews, these women have their profiles in terms of, this is my name, and you see how many times they might have purchased something. Some guys are like, hey, you got an email or a phone number
this
you want to put down?
5 stars. It says, very pretty. I'm 5'3", 120, small, great fit. This girl, yeah. I mean, I can't believe this. But go all the way down.
Oh.
Go all the way down to where it says all images. Dell is right. And they're all given their height and weight for everything. Yeah. See that? You go all the way down, and then you'll see customer images somewhere by the reviews. And just click on all customer images, and it's just – and all you're doing really is – look, I'm not saying all are great, but what you're getting here – is a chance to review the you get to see, like, hey, I wonder how
I look.
Yeah, I wonder how my wife would look with this.
Because she's not a model.
Yeah, that's the excuse you say. But these women aren't models. A lot of them are just, they might be models, but they're just women who bought the product and decide I'm going to put a picture of myself.
What kind of modeling is this, though? This is a real model. That doesn't look like she's modeling.
It looks like a Vita Guerra photo shoot. I'm not sure that this is what I would call
a woman.
Well, does that back look like?
I don't know. Check out the throat.
No, there's no picture like that. So, yeah, so congratulations, Del.
I'm not even on Amazon, sniffing. I don't think.
No. I don't think
yeah, where are you?
He's just looking at photos of girls in a certain pose. Like, I mean, it's not, that's not Amazon.
Mine is way better than yours, though. I mean, it's lingerie, and it's real models. And I just got lost in
it. I had no idea. This is exactly what this is. A bunch of women taking selfies and smiling and posting what their height and weight are. Because no one's posting it if they don't think they look good. That's not going to happen. Whoever did that.
No.
Have you ever met a woman who, my wife will make us take 100,000 pictures. She's, nope, delete it, delete it. I'm like, I love this picture. Delete it, delete it, delete
no, right.
it. Delete it. I don't like the way my arms look. Delete it, delete. I'm like, what? What do you have to delete? Well, this one's going to be interesting.
My goodness.
Is it break time yet? Oh.
No.
All right, 713. I almost gave up my cell phone. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So that's interesting that we have something new to, that's a life hack,
yeah,
I guess.
And you're just on Amazon you're on just looking Amazon. At things.
And you know what? At work, if they check your, or even if you're, well, if your wife or girlfriend checks your computer history and it says lingerie, just something you're looking for.
I'm
for
looking
her.
For her for yeah. her.
Yeah. And at work, too, they just see Amazon. That's not going to pull off. That's not going to send off alerts at your workplace with your firewall.
See, I'm on Amazon.com, and I can't find that part.
That's a thirst trap, too.
That seems like it. That seems like it's – that's not something – I don't think she really is just trying to sell that. I think she's trying to sell something
you
else.
Think just, you don't think she's just reviewing a bikini and saying, look, she – in fact, her – what does she write? She gives it 5 stars. She goes, order bigger. I return this because it's too small, but the customer service was amazing. They sent me a new one so fast. I am 5 foot and 130 pounds. The large fit me perfectly. But the small.
5 foot, 130.
She's thick. You saw the picture. She's thick.
Yeah. I can't find this. All I can find is the model.
You got to scroll down, and it's just customer images at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, now you guys got me lost. This is an clearly Amazon some guy. Lingerie.
There's one picture. It says 5 stars. This is by Daniel Garcia. 5 stars. Chafing was minimal, and the red was rich, highly recommended for 190-pound people. It's clearly a joke, because look, it's this Mexican guy wearing it over his jeans. You see it? Shirtless. Shout out to Daniel Garcia, I got to say. So, anyway.
Man, Amazon's got some...
I feel like this is talking sports, if I'm being honest.
Some neat lingerie.
Yeah.
Really good lingerie.
Yeah. Now you're on it.
Yeah. Oh, I am on it.
Now you're seeing it.
925 ESPN 97.5. That was our lingerie segment.
Life hack.
That was a life hack?
Yeah. You're on Amazon, and hey, I'm just reviewing things, and it turns out there are women on it posting pictures of themselves.
Thirst traps.
Yeah.
Huh.
And... some people.
Who knew that would happen?
Well, I didn't know until I saw it on Reddit.
So
Reddit has
everything.
Reddit does things. Yeah.
Jamie Roots did an interview yesterday talking about, you know, having fans in the stands.
Yep.
What goes into getting approval for local officials to allow fans to attend Texans games on October 4th? Good question. And blah 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 blah. What needs to happen to get approval from the city and county? Great question. Are you aware of the fan who tested positive for COVID-19 in Kansas City? How do you avoid something like that? It's a great question.
These are real. He starts off with a great question.
Great question. Every single one.
It's not. Now, he had answers.
He did have answers.
Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like he just keeps saying, great question. Next up.
Mm-hmm. I'm in Sulphur, Louisiana right now, and 97.5 is loud and clear, Reagan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, it is, but Jamie was, it's a great question. After all, the media asks great questions. They ask great questions of Bill O'Brien, too, ones he really, really likes. David wants to talk about his Texans. What do you say, David?
Hey, I just want to say you guys are doing a good job. Y'all not ragging on Texans. It's like the one caller said, it's kind of about the parents letting the kids run amok. It's no coaching, no GM. The owner is to blame. This is the city we live in. I love the Texans. But I don't see nothing happening for the next 5 years at least. And that's all I wanted to say. That's the only comment.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you, David. We appreciate it. Are you, I mean, when you looked at the, and you just saw it the other day, the Daryl Morey, the Rockets in the future with their draft picks?
Yeah, we had someone, Robert Land, sent me a Facebook Messenger thing about how it's not as bad and showed me where the draft picks are. It's not as bad as we made it sound.
Okay.
It's not great. It's not great. They're likely to lose. I mean, over the next 5 years, it's not going to be great. But they're not going to necessarily lose all those picks.
Okay, so the Texans don't have a first or second next year.
Yeah.
So do you think that he is going to even trade more away over the next 5 years?
See, this is what happens. When you get down the rabbit hole, you start credit cards. This is just like people who max out credit cards. You start credit card spending, and then you have to, instead of just being disciplined and getting through the tough times, like having no draft picks, you say, well, I want what I want right now. And for a head coach who's also a GM, this is the danger. He's trying to keep his job right now. So he's going to do, GM Bill O'Brien's going to do whatever it takes for right now. That's why all his moves were right now moves. Randall Cobb, old receiver. Brandon Cooks, a second for a guy who's on his fourth team. I mean, whatever it takes to help me right now. I need help now. I just lost D-Hop. Give me Brandon Cooks. Jack knows him. Jack knows him. Let's give me Brandon Cooks for a second. Whatever it takes right now. Laramie Tunsil, two firsts. I don't care. Whatever it takes, we'll do. I'll give you whatever it takes. You've got all the leverage. I gave up draft picks for you. How much do you want? Fine, take it. Because that's head coach Bill O'Brien talking. I mean, that's the head coach Bill O'Brien doing all that stuff. He's trying to save himself. A guy who's looking out for a team is a little more, it's a balance between short-term, long-term. Right now, the Texans are going to be short-term. We got a window, and this is my window, the Bill O'Brien window. Bill O'Brien's operating for the Bill O'Brien window.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, look, I should have at least two more years, so let's play this for two more years. Well, that's going to be disastrous for the franchise unless his moves all hit. He needs to hit big. Because they already started, the credit card spending started with Deshaun Watson. You missed on Brock Osweiler. You tried to save money for Tony Romo. You didn't get it. You dumped away a second rounder. You know, you gave away a second rounder that year. So then you gave away a second rounder there. You had to give up an extra first rounder for Deshaun Watson. You end up giving up two first rounders for Laramie Tunsil and a second. You know, it's just you. The more you trade away picks, every model of good teams is collect picks. Every good team's model is collect picks for the most part. Saints recently have been a trade pick team. They're a rare exception. Most GMs are collect picks. Saints are, but some teams are trade picks. Usually the trade pick teams, you know you're getting the worst of it, but you're desperate for right now, or you're desperate for a position. And the Texans have done that a few times.
Yeah, we'll talk more Texans on the other side. And if anybody wants to get in, 930 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about Damaris, Yanni and Frankie and Billy and all the guys over there, everybody over at Damaris Barbecue. If you haven't been there, we watch games over there. We watch the Texans on Thursday night. We were over there. The baby back ribs. They've got barbecue chicken, obviously, brisket, sausage, turkey. Awesome. And the burgers, specifically the Hoffie burger. And I don't put Hoffie in my mouth, but listen, it is a great people. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Their ribeye steak is excellent. If you get a baked potato with the ribeye steak, it is excellent. Friday, they fry catfish. You're looking for that? They've got that as well. They've got off-menu items, smoked wings. I like their Greek wings. Get their Greek wings well done and get the Greek fries too. Unbelievable. Brisket tacos. They've got brisket nachos. 610 and 18th Street on the west side. On the west loop. And that's where you can go and watch all your games. And you got the other location on Shepherd between Westheimer and Alabama. It's awesome. If you haven't been to Damaris lately, I mean, they've been around since 1965 or 66, whatever the case may be. And just been doing it right in the city of Houston forever. It's Damaris Barbecue.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776. All right, let's go through, by the way, I got Webb Simpson against Sergio Garcia today, just so everybody knows. Just so you know, Del, I don't know if you were worried about that, but we were rooting for Webb Simpson to have a big day today, okay? Just so, hey, we haven't even really touched on it. How much do you want to talk about the U.S. Open? Okay? We really haven't even touched on it.
It's a number I can't even put into words, how much I want to talk about it.
It's something that you really don't want to talk about, right?
No,
How much?
It's how much I want to or not want to talk about, I can't put into words. That's how great the number is. In terms of, Del, let me give you a percentage of things you want to talk about. Like, you may want to talk about the Heat and the Celtics. That might be 30% of the show. You might want to devote 30% of the show to that. I can't even tell you the number, the percentage of what I want to devote to Webb Simpson.
All right, let's talk some football. We got
By the way, why did that course getting the ass torn out of it yesterday? I thought you told me that was a tough course.
It was. They eased it up. They did. They
It looks soft. The greens look super soft.
Oh, well, there were some guys that really, really struggled, but other guys, I mean, at five under was supposed to be like day four, maybe somebody gets there.
Maybe. And that's not to say that, although I don't know what the weather's supposed to do. I know we're supposed to have like our fifth or sixth or seventh hurricane or tropical storm. It's a good 2020 sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Get some more tropical storms. We're about to get hit. When is it? A day? Well, yeah, like a day. Saturday is when we're going to get a bunch of rain. Saturday, Sunday.
Well, we got to get out of here. Go to Waco.
You don't have to.
Yeah, go to UH game. Yeah. Do the Charlie Epps show on the way there.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
What do you mean on the way there?
Well, the game says is at 11.
He's going to be on the phone, right?
I'll be on the phone.
You're going to do a show on the phone?
Yeah. Well, Billy does the show on the phone every week. He does the whole show from the phone, on the phone. Billy Harmon does. So I'll just do
it. But you're a host.
Well, I know, but Charlie will just do it from the studio. And I'll do it on the phone. Because I'll be on the way to Waco.
Yeah, the U of H Baylor, that game was scheduled on a Saturday afternoon. They'll be playing it. And speaking of that, FAU's game versus Georgia Southern just canceled because FAU had guys test positive early in the week. And then they had a couple more test positive today. So that game not going to be played, and Georgia Southern was a team who had 33 guys missing because of COVID and contact tracing and injuries for the game this past Saturday. The other game that won't be going down this weekend is Charlotte versus North Carolina. Charlotte had like their entire O-line group out because of contact tracing. But some good news. The MAC is having a meeting tomorrow because they're planning on playing. All of a sudden, the MAC is going to play. The Mountain West is planning on playing now in the fall. And the Pac-12, we talked about yesterday, USC and UCLA got approval to play.
They better get going.
No, they're not going to play. They're not going to be able to play in the title game. Like, because UCLA and USC in the Pac-12, some of the coaches are saying, it's not like ping pong. It's not like you just can get ready like that. So they're probably going to play a season, but they won't be involved in the playoff.
Yeah, they're just going to have to go later. So, yeah, but the Georgia Southerns, the Charlottes, that's the problem with the smaller schools, is they don't have as much money to take care of the kids, to do everything that they have to do, to have all the tests, to, I mean, keep everything sanitized.
Well, yeah, an issue this week at least is who knows what happened with FAU, but they had, like I said, tests early in the week. They canceled a practice and then kept practicing, and then they got before they decided they're going to travel, they had that final test, and that came back this morning, and a whole position group was out, so they had to shut it down.
And so, and you know what? Sometimes you got knuckleheads too. It had nothing to do with how their protocol or what they're doing. It might be knuckleheads.
Yep.
So you never know. All right, I want to talk about, well, are there any games that we need to look at this weekend? I know Phil Steele on yesterday? I love Phil Steele when he's on with Charlie and Joel.
Well, here's the thing, Charlie.
He's awesome.
Phil Steele's an art. Do you know we added Phil Steele to the Joe Moore Awards because he knows so much about college football? Yeah. Like, well, the offensive line for Michigan State has allowed 3.6 sacks per game since 2013, Charlie, and that's like I like listening to him too.
He's awesome.
He's great. He really knows his.
Yeah,
it's almost like he's not a handicapper,
right?
But he is an actual handicapper. Well, but he's a college football analyst.
But he's kind of a little bit different than Tony Valentine.
Yeah, he is.
He's a little different.
That's how I used to do with Pigskin Sports, and he actually is a handicapper, but he's more college football analyst at this point.
But he uses his analysis.
He talks to coaches
to make people money.
Like he talks to real coaches.
Yes. And it's almost like, it would be like that guy on Sunday mornings.
But so does Tony, he said.
Yeah, Tony Valentine.
Yeah.
You know, the Tony Valentine guy. It says, hey, this game is almost like it's been played.
What are you doing?
Hey,
why are you doing it yourself?
You're just too stupid.
Have you heard the new one? The stock market is way too volatile right now. But this is the stock market of football. We have a chance to help you with all the indicators. We look and they use all this stock market terminology now like it's – we play the indicators. So the market indicators for us, it's a lot like the stock market, are telling us which direction we're going to go. And there's a positive flow chart. And I'm like, the P&E ratio right now for the Vikings, like you're not – stop acting like you're doing stock analysis.
Hmm.
You're just selling picks. You're a salesman.
What?
You're not actually doing a P&E analysis. You're not – I'm listening to you. Analytics guys don't sound like you. We are breaking down these numbers.
No, they sound like, hey, you're just too stupid to do this yourself. I got inside information. You've got to use it. Come on. Come on, you guys. Give us a call. Well, somebody asked, where has Tony? Why haven't we had Tony on to talk about his G-men?
You got to do his column, his G-men.
He's got the G-men. He's got the election. I'm sure he's got inside information about
Jets.
The Jets?
Yeah.
I mean, inside information about everything that's going on.
Well, he had, obviously, he had that college football would return.
No, he had that. No, he knew. What do you think the Baylor-Houston line is?
I'll tell you what it should be. I think it should be Baylor 9.
Baylor 4. I don't know why. Yeah. Well, see, off of last year, but I'll tell you, sharper money is going to be, you're going to have, it's a bull market right now on Houston. I'm telling you.
Why?
Because
you're saying it because you know what the coach
thinks. I know some inside information.
Well, but why would there be a bull market when no one else knows it because it's inside information?
Well, like Phil Steele will talk to Dana. You know what I'm saying? So,
handicappers are.
But also, you look at, a lot of those guys that were here last year are not here this year.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, those transfers that came in and new transfers that were immediate plays are here now. And there's better football players on the field.
It still strikes me as that now Baylor did lose. Baylor lost a few players off the defensive side, some high-impact players.
And they lost coaches.
Yeah, no, but they got Dave Aranda, who's very respected.
Well, Baylor lost his first ever head coaching job,
and Baylor lost 9 players from their defense.
That's a ton.
9 starters.
Yeah, this was. I'm telling you. I think if you want to know the truth, I'm taking the 4.
But you're always taking the 4.
Well, I'm taking the 4 here because I believe that Houston will win the game. Actually, it's +145. +145 on a money line.
I don't know enough about Baylor, to be honest, other than Charlie Brewer, I think, is a pretty – he's a gamer.
Yeah.
He's a gamer. It's in Waco, obviously. I don't know. Are there going to be fans in the stands?
Yes.
Yeah, there are fans in the Longhorns game.
Yes.
So, yeah, there actually will be.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to be in the stands?
Yeah.
How you getting there?
Plane?
No. No, we're driving up.
Limo.
Nino.
Limo and suite.
It's not a limo. It's a limo bus.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Is it a Memphis party bus?
No, it's a one of those spinners.
Hopefully you guys don't contract COVID.
We're not contracting COVID.
Stay separated from each other in that
We're
bus.
We're not contracting COVID.
Any of your buddies gotten COVID?
Yes.
I was going to say, it had to have.
Yes.
And you didn't spread it throughout your COVID bunch?
I didn't get it. I never had it. I've never had it.
How have you not had it? Is a question.
I've gotten. I don't have the. What are they calling the antibodies? I don't have it.
You've been a prime.
Never had it. So,
well, and old ladies are living till 100 with Coors Light. Maybe there's something there.
That's right. No, you're damn right there is.
Maybe you get that picture every time somebody old.
And then some.
Because apparently it's the beer of the old people, because every time somebody old. What's the secret? Coors, like three people have said this now, old people, and you get 100,000
I know. I
mentions.
Get every
like, hey, John, you see this? It's like people with lightning in me.
How many of the guys who had to sit out last year are in the two date for Houston? Did Dana tell you?
Like no.
The transfers who had to sit out?
No. But you're going to see, I would suggest you will see probably eight, I'm going to say, new guys defensively.
And we come back.
And hey, what did you see about Marquez Stevenson?
I haven't looked at him yet, but his grade, he's got a very good grade from the National Scouting Services. Yeah. He's got a very good grade. So yeah. I'm going to take a look at him. I'm going to peek at him, but he's not coming out. I mean, he's not an early opt-out, so I'm going to let him play this year so I can look at more tape.
You know?
Well, you don't have to look at Sean Wade's tape.
Yeah, he's coming back in.
Yep. 945 ESPN 97.5, my bookie. It's what I'm on right now. It's where I just bet on Houston. Okay, I bet I'm Houston against Baylor. Take the money line.
And the Texans,
Cougs,
right?
Cougs are going up there and they're winning.
And the Texans?
And the I didn't do that yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Go ahead. You want to do it live on the air?
Nah, I'm going to wait. Okay. Because I'm in the middle of a spot. I'm trying to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code radio, where you can bet, you win, and you get paid. I'm going to tell you who else I'm going to take. Oklahoma State, minus 23.5. Bing, bing, bing. Shocker. That's a winner. Well, Tulsa is terrible, bro. So, guess what I'm going to do? I'm taking Oklahoma State. They've got something to prove. Go and take them right now. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and my friends, you are going to win. And if you win, you get paid. You got all the bets you could possibly want. Golf, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, tennis, MMA, all the football, boxing, politics, motorsports. What do you want to bet on? They've got it. Casino, racing, live betting, in-game betting, all of it. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, you get paid. They'll double your initial deposit right now at MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
949 ESPN 97.5. Justin says, tell Dell to have my walk-up music ready. You didn't have it ready last week.
Yes, I did. I played it as he came on.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I played the open with you by yourself, and then when Justin got on, I played the song. Hey, don't tell me how to do my job, bitch.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Justin. That's just a reference to earlier in the show.
Hey. Just make your picks,
bitch.
Just
make your picks, bitch.
Do the show.
Does he know the reference?
You're embarrassing us. Do the show.
I don't want
this
him.
It's embarrassing.
I don't want him to think I'm actually calling him a bitch. I don't know if he knows the reference.
Do the show. This is embarrassing. Has anyone looked at... Okay.
You want to play it again?
No.
Has anyone looked at the streaming numbers to see how many people are listening that day?
What do you mean?
The next day?
Like next time they were on.
Yeah, Wednesday night?
Know. I'd have to ask.
I don't know.
Tiger Woods, over-unders on birdies, 3.5. Unders, minus 200. His bogeys, over-under bogeys, 5.5. Isn't that high?
That's high, but...
And his over-under for his round is 73.5.
Well, but if you get two bogeys, five bogeys is a 73.
So a double bogey counts as a bogey?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. But it's par 70. So it's over under a 73.
Oh, it's par 70.
Par 70.
What do you like? Over under on bogeys. Tiger's clearly not playing great golf right now.
Boy, that's a high number, though. 5.5. Wow, that's a third. He's got a third of the holes. He's got a bogey. Seems like a lot. I like under on the birdies, though. Of course, there is a stretch where you can make some birdies now. I mean, Justin Thomas proved that yesterday. I don't know. I don't know that I like either of those, if you want to know the truth. He could actually birdie, and he could actually bogey that many. So I want to go over some. We haven't even looked at the rest of the NFL games. Can we look at them before you leave?
Yeah,
before
let's go.
You beat it?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Uh-oh. Justin just responded. No offense, Dell. My bad. I didn't hear it, he said.
Yeah.
No offense, Dell. I know the reference.
Okay, cool.
I played it for him.
Thank you. I didn't really want to. I didn't randomly just toss that at him for no reason.
So okay. I'll start it off with.
Just make your picks, bitch.
You should do that throughout this segment.
Rams versus Eagles.
I like the Eagles to bounce back.
It's basically turned into a pick'em.
But I believed that all last year, too.
It's basically turned into a pick'em. I know. I kept waiting. They somehow made the playoffs because Dallas was so bad.
And they got their ass handed to them by the Redskins.
Are we that impressed with the Rams against Cowboys?
Why not? Why not? I mean, they can run the ball again with Malcolm Brown.
They got to go west to east now.
They're giving, apparently, they're going to give.
They're going west to east, so you got the body clock issue.
Yes, that is true. They're giving Robert, what the hell? They just paid Cooper Kupp.
Three time zones.
Yeah.
Robert Woods.
Robert Cooper Woods Kupp, is getting paid now, so he'll
Tyler
be
Tyler Higbee. I mean, they got their weapons.
Yeah.
They got their weapons. Cam Akers, Malcolm Brown ran pretty well.
I don't know why would I, why I can't, I can't do the Eagles. I believe in them bouncing back.
This is a pass. This game is a pass for me. I pass on this game. I don't want anything to do with this one.
Panthers plus 8.5 against the Bucks. I like Tommy to bounce back.
That's a lot of points, but I do too, actually.
I mean, although he just might be Tom Brady now. That might be just what Tom Brady is now.
By the way, Chris Godwin in concussion protocol, yes. So he probably won't play.
He probably won't play, and Evans has been banged up, but he was practicing this week.
That's a lot of points.
But without Chris Godwin, he's going to have to depend on
Mike Evans.
The
Panthers moved the ball last week against the Raiders. They scored some points.
Yeah, they did.
McCaffrey,
I think that's the Bucks a lot of points. Better.
That's a Tom Brady line. That line should be closer to maybe 7.5
or 6.5.
Broncos versus Steelers. Steelers are laying 7 to 7.5 over under 40.5. You know what?
What the hell? 7.5 is a lot. I like the Broncos
in
this one.
Man, the Steelers defense looked funky the other day.
Yeah,
man, they looked like they were not fun to play against for Danny Dimes. I like the Steelers. I like Big Ben. I'll lay the points.
I don't know.
I don't like Drew Lock on the road.
Seems like too much.
With those 6,000 Steeler fans waving their towels.
I'm going Broncos plus 7.5. This will be a closer game.
Falcons, Cowboys.
Especially if it's only 40.5, the points are at a premium. 7.5 is a bunch.
Yeah, that is true. But it also speaks to how good the Steeler defense is. How about Falcons at Cowboys?
I like the Cowboys. Take the Cowboys. They're going to bounce back. 4.5 is a big number. But I still like them. Now, man, Calvin Ridley came on.
I like that over. Over 54, I don't care.
Over 54 is a good number.
Yeah, I don't care. Falcons are not good defensively.
Although the Cowboys played an under last week.
Yeah, but Falcons. They did. Rams are better defensively, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they got Aaron Donald, and the Falcons don't.
Niners, Jets. Niners laying 7 on the road. I'll lay it. I don't care.
I'm laying it, too.
That stink.
Bills minus 6 against the Dolphins. Dell?
I'm taking the 6 in this
game. Yeah, until proven otherwise, Josh Allen eats the Dolphins up. Until proven otherwise, take that 6.
You're laying it, you mean?
Lay the 6.
I'm taking
Josh Allen has had good games. I went back and looked at last year.
Yeah.
He threw for 3.25 against
them. He runs all over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would lay the 6 until proven otherwise.
Vikings and Colts. Colts are minus 3.
You know, the Vikings' biggest weakness is their secondary, but can Phillip Rivers exploit it? That's the question. The Vikings do have some offense, and the Colts.
Do they have any defense?
Well, of course, they didn't play great offensively. They lost, but they do have, the Colts' biggest weakness on defense is their secondary, and the Vikings have Thielen. BC.
Where's that
they have BC Johnson as well, and Justin Jefferson, who did nothing. I think he had one catch. So, you know what? I want to take the Vikings plus 3. I'll take the Vikings.
I kind of agree.
I actually like under 48.5. Lions versus Packers. Packers 6.5 against Lions. You know what? Aaron Rodgers feels like he might be.
Mm-hmm.
He might have a little something going. Now, the Lions actually played pretty well last week. They just gagged it up at the end defensively.
The receivers are better than we thought, and he still has Devontae Adams. The other guys, Lazard and Scantling, are good. Are actually pretty good. You know what? Maybe they didn't need receivers. I'm going with the Packers as well. Giants plus 5.5 against the Bears. Man, the Giants look terrible. I like
but the Bears did for most of the game. I'm taking the Giants.
I got the Bears in this
the
one.
The Giants plus the points. The Bears looked bad, and they needed three touchdowns in the fourth. The Giants played the Steelers, who are just a tough, tough defense. I think 5.5 is a lot for Mitch Trubisky to lay against any human.
I think the Bears' defense is pretty good, too. I'm going to go with the Bears in this one, giving the 5.5. Jacksonville plus 7.5 at the Titans.
I don't think Minshew's going to like it. I think Titans win by 10.
Yeah, I don't know. The Jags. Yeah, I kind of agree, and I think the Titans probably want to show that they're a better team than they were on Monday night. Washington plus 7 against the Cardinals.
I'll take Washington.
I'm gonna take Arizona. I think they're gonna.
You're laying chalk I think across that gave the board.
I am laying chalk across the board. No, I'm not. I've taken some underdogs.
Who?
I've taken a couple. I took Denver, and I took the. Well, the Rams are that's a.
You
and the
49ers?
Rest. Yeah, I'm taking. Oh, the Jets at home. We skipped. Yeah. I guess I am taking mostly chalk. Oh, I'm taking the Vikings plus.
Are you gonna take him? You didn't give an answer.
Yeah.
To that one.
Yeah. So,
we skipped Panthers Cardinals or Panthers Chargers.
Panthers and
I mean Chargers.
No, Chargers and Panthers, Chiefs. Chargers
wait,
Chiefs.
Wait, hold on a second.
Well, we gotta go. We're up against it.
Fine.
Well, Texans 7.5. Lance's mic doesn't work anymore.
Raven.
It's 9:58 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about, you heard Tiny in here yesterday, the crew, the Dirty Birdie Golf Charity Golf Classic. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It's so much fun. If you are looking for a great time, it's next Friday. It's going to be in Dell's backyard. We're going over to Dell's house after the tournament, and we're all just going to hang out there. With South Shore Harbor. And right afterwards, Dell's having the after party.
I am nice. Not.
All right. Aunt Granny will be there for everybody. But no. You got to be in the tournament. So you got to go to ESPN975.com. Go to the promotions tab. And you'll see the Dirty Birdie Golf Charity Classic. Elmina Shriners. You've got the they're going to benefit. Ronald McDonald House. The American Heart Association. All going to benefit. So it's great stuff. If you haven't played South Shore Harbor, beautiful course. But it's food. It's drink. It's Dell's house afterwards.
Nice.
It's all at ESPN975.com, promotions tab. You'll hit that and sign up. Put in a team. You can donate if you just like to donate, or you can sponsor holes, whatever you want to do. It's ESPN975.com, promotions tab. It's the Dirty Birdie Golf Challenge, Golf Charity Golf Classic, next week, sponsored by DeCru DeRu.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.